Ed and Rizan Ferrelli on 2FM
with Virgin Mobile. Go from scrolling through stories to creating your own. Freedom is calling. Virgin Mobile. Bring on amazing.
Now, did you see the final ever episode of Ultimate Hell Week? It was on last night. Poor old Eric didn't make it, but Satanta, Billy, and this fella did. David Gillick is in studio. How's it going?
I'm all right.
Before we kick off, I have to tell you a funny story. There's a lad in my gym who I thought was you. I thought I was doing a pump class with David Gillick for about 6 months until I realised...
Good looking lad, was he?
Good looking lad, fairly fit now. And I was like, oh my God, David Gillick's in my class. Oh no. And it's not you.
It wasn't me,
You don't go to David Lloyd, no.
No, I don't.
Okay, glad we cleared that up. Okay, we'll move on. You're out, you made it to the end. Did you think you would make it to the end when you first started? Did you think you'd get that far?
No, and it was funny watching it last night because I actually used a clip where I actually said that. And it's one of these things, like, I don't know, you kind of go into it and I never really let myself think about the end. The odd time you might go, oh, it'd be great to complete this, it'd be great to finish it. But when it all started, you're just like, I just got to get through the next 10 minutes. And that's literally, like, the stress of it all, the panic, everything that's going on. So... I probably didn't. But as it got going, I kind of thought if I could get to the hike, I thought I'd be okay. If I could grind that out, you know. And then I was always worried about what came after that because I hadn't really prepared myself for like the last day of all the madness, you know.
It's a crazy show. It really is. And fair play to you. What was your charity and why do they matter to you so much? Tell us.
Yeah, Friends of the Coombe. We've 3 kids, myself and my wife Charlotte. We've got Oscar 6, Olivia's 4 and little Louie's 1.5 years. And all born in the Coombe. And little Louie didn't have the best start to life. He struggled a little bit. He was in the high dependency unit and then up in ICU. And I think, you know, at that moment, we were obviously very, very stressed and worried. And just the support we got from the hospital, the support we got from the staff, the doctors, the nurses, you know, you put every faith in them and they really came to the fore. And it just kind of, from our perspective, like when we brought them home, it was a huge relief and just a nice way of kind of saying thank you to them and helped support them, you know.
How's he doing?
He's great. Yeah, he's flying around now. He's walking around. He's like a barrel. He's throwing everything around. He's the mad one, you know. He was a brutal sleeper for the first 8 months. Maybe that's what helped me when it came to Hell Week, you know.
Yeah, you're well used to the sleepless nights.
Yeah, and like that's one of the things, you know, to be honest with you, probably over the course of the whole week, we probably got, I'd say, 8 hours sleep out of the whole week.
That's insane.
Yeah.
That is insane.
And that's the thing that probably gets a lot of people, because you look at the individual tasks and people will be watching at home going, oh, God, I might be able to give that a go. But when it comes thick and fast, one after another, and you've no sleep, very, very little food, so your calories are way down. So, you know, you can imagine people that get like, you know, angry or hangry, you know, this was just on a different level. And then the lads are shouting in your face. And the other thing as well, which kind of surprised people, is even the simple instructions. You know, you're trying to kind of take these instructions, which are...
Your comprehension is gone.
Yeah, your cognitive kind of behaviour is all over the place.
Oh, yeah, sure, I can't talk if I don't get a good night's sleep in here. People know when I haven't had a good night's sleep. So, but it must have been, you got away from the family and the kids for a whole week.
I know, Charlotte was like, you went on Hell Week, you left me at home with 3 kids.
I was the same for me, yeah. Hell Week here. What was the, out of the whole thing, what was the worst part, would you say?
The worst part was I was dreading the water element where we didn't know what was coming up, but when we were the treading water in like essentially like what was like a pot.
Yeah.
And the panic in that was horrific. You know, because you had people in there who couldn't swim, you're treading water. So when you're treading water, like your arm span goes out quite wide, and when there's like whatever it was, 10, 11 people in a little pot, panic. And then the log PT, that was brutal as well. Where you're trying to keep the log over your head and you're throwing it around. That was just horrific.
I mean, the physicality of it, we see that and it's really tough. But I think what I would struggle with the most is people shouting at me. You know,
would you react?
Yes, I would. I tell them to F off, like on the helicopter. I mean, the whole DS experience and all of that, how did you deal with that?
It was so hard.
Yeah.
And even on the first night, I was given the OS. Orderly sergeant, which one, I didn't have a clue. I didn't have a clue what I was doing. And then everyone's coming to me going, can we get this? Can we get that? And you're just completely and utterly panicked. And then you've these lads shouting in your face and it was hard, you know, and you're kind of like, you know, you think you've everything done right. You think, yes, I've now, okay, they can't give out to me. They can't find anything, but they'll find something.
Why did you? Would you not done a Celebrity MasterChef for the charity?
I did that.
Do that again. I know you did. Like, why? Why?
I know.
Why would you put yourself through this? And like, you got in there. It would have been so easy on the Wednesday to go, I'm out. I'll go back to me cozy bed, to me wife, to me three kids, get a nice meal, get some sleep, 8 hours sleep in a whole week. Like, why? What drove? I know you had a great charity, but what was driving you?
It's
to a the
look.
End?
It's probably the most important question, and there's probably easier ways of getting yourself on TV than doing Hell Week, you know. But to be honest with you, I think without getting kind of very deep about it, but you know, when I was competing, I had a purpose. I had a clear goal. I got up every day and I just loved what I did. And I got that feedback straight away from my athletics and just that buzz, that adrenaline, that sense of adventure. And then you retire and it's all over. And, you know, even when I was training, I used to put myself in some horrific places in terms of the physical element of training and the mental aspect. But then you go home and you have your dinner and you get into bed and you get up the next day to do it again. Since I kind of retired, I probably meandered a little bit in life and wasn't really sure what I wanted to do and did I have a purpose and all these kind of things that really came to the fore. And I always questioned myself, do I have that in me? Is that just all gone now because I'm not an athlete anymore and my identity and stuff? And I suppose when the opportunity came around to do this, I was like, you know, put yourself out of comfort zone. Let's see what you have. Let's see if there's anything there. And I think that's the biggest sense of pride that comes from this whole week was the fact that I could put myself in a really difficult situation on numerous times, like challenged mentally, physically, and even emotionally. And probably one of the hardest things out of the whole week was the self-evaluation piece, where they gave us a clipboard and you had to kind of evaluate yourself, evaluate everybody else, and then the psychologist gives it back to you. And, you know, that's something that we probably don't do. We don't reflect that often. And that was quite, like, interesting. And even when last night when they put it on, I skipped a question because, like, you know, it's like, you know, difficult questions. I'll come back to that one. And then you don't. And it was just, I think that was quite an interesting element to it. But that's kind of the main reason. I just really wanted to challenge myself.
Do you think there's an issue there with people retiring so young in sport and just that meandering phase of what is next?
Yeah.
You know, what is my identity? You hear it so often.
Yeah, you do. Yeah.
You hear it so often.
And you're right. There is. I think from, like, from sport, but even if you look in society, you look at, like, you know, going back to the recession, going back to the pandemic, when things changed. And that's the big thing. It's change that people struggle with. And, you know, sport is no different. Unfortunately, in sport, it might happen. Like, I retired when I was 30. But, like, for the previous 12 years, I was an athlete and that was my identity. And I think the best way of describing it is, like, that kind of river of confidence. I'd only had one river of confidence in my life and that was my athletics. And once that was gone, it kind of dried up. You're like, who am I? What am I good at? What do I want to do? All these questions. And I think, to be honest, like, that's probably one of the reasons I did Hell Week, was to maybe go on a journey of a bit of soul searching and, you know, you come out the other side, thankfully. And I think everybody who did it went in for their own personal reasons, like, you know.
Well, the ones who went on it to just get on the telly, they were out pretty quickly. You could spot them pretty quickly because you needed that driving force to get you through a week. You really did, because it is absolute hell. I have your exit interview. And if people haven't seen it or just want to be reminded, let's have a listen to this.
There's no better kind of week than Ultimate Hell Week to kind of really, really test you and see what you're made of. And I think that surprised me. It surprised me that, you know what, David, you actually have something in there. You have that resilience. You have that ability to go deep. You're good at what you do. You know, you've got that belief, that self-confidence. Try and use it. Like, did I truly believe I could pass the week? I don't think I did.
Well, you did. You definitely pushed yourself and you challenged yourself and you took it, you know, just day by day, minute by minute, probably.
Yeah, and that's exactly it. And I was kind of laughing, saying, you know, sometimes you got more instruction hopping on a roller coaster down in Funderland than you did for some of this stuff, you know. And you're looking around going, where's health and safety? How is this actually happening? And that's the hardest part. You come off the back when you're trying to explain to people. And even on the helicopter back to base yesterday, in the last night's show, myself and Billy, the other two lads were flaked out of sleep. But me and Billy were kind of nudging each other going, how do we explain this to people? And even when I came home, I got the train back up. It was filmed down to Cork. And I just desperately wanted to go home by the time it was finished. I wanted to go home and see the kids and all that. And you had to go, like, a debrief with the psychologist and all that. Did that. Hopped on the train from Cork. And I was a mess. Completely a mess. It was Saturday evening. Everyone's heading out. And I'm there kind of looking around going, like, do these people have any idea what I just gone through for the last week? And I remember getting home, got a taxi and ordered a pizza and all that on the way home, picked it up and arrived at home to Charlotte. She opened the door and kind of like just looked at me. I had lost so much weight. And there I was falling in the door with like a pizza and a burger and all that because I was just so hungry. And that was the thing, kind of coming off the back of that as well, was just like madness.
She was like, get up them stairs. You're on the night shift tonight. Get up them stairs. And then you did the pump class and David Lloyd on the Sunday
morning.
I know,
yeah.
Like, you're phenomenal. You're phenomenal. Listen, it was a pleasure to watch you. And words of wisdom there for anybody who wants to get out of their comfort zone. David Gillick, thank you so much. The charity again, if people want to donate and help that.
Friends of the Coombe. Yeah.
Friends of the Coombe.
Directly.
Deadly. Always a pleasure. We'll be right back after this.
Jennifer Zaffarelli. Weekday morning from 9 on 2FM.